gone before us, the land and the sea felt a great emptiness, a yearning. The mountains were like a stairway to heaven, and the lush green rainforest was a rippling cloak of many colors. The sky was iridescent, swirling with the patterns of wind and clouds. Sometimes it reflected the prisms of rainbow or southern aurora. The sea was ever-changing, shimmering and seamless to the sky. This was the well at the bottom of the world, and when you looked into it, you felt you could see to the end of forever. This is not to say that the land and the sea were without life, without vivacity. The Tuatara, the ancient lizard with its third eye, was sentinel here, unblinking in the hot sun, watching and waiting to the east. The moor browsed in giant wingless herds across the southern island. Within the warm stomach of the rainforests, kiwi, weka and other birds foraged for huhu and similar succulent insects. The forests were loud with the clatter of tree bark, chatter of cicada, and murmur of fish-laden streams. Sometimes the forest grew suddenly quiet, and in wet bush could be heard the filigree of fairy laughter like a sparkling glissando. The sea, too, teemed with fish, but they also seemed to be waiting. They swam in brilliant shoals like rains of glittering dust throughout the greenstone depths. Hapuku, manga,